Welcome to the MoneyWeb podcast. I'm Morgan Barnard, and today we are continuing our talk with the South African entrepreneurs that the incubator initiative company Grindstone is going to be supporting in the following year. With me today is co-founder of Electrum Payments, Dave Glass. Dave, can you please tell us a bit about your company and how it all began?
Electrum started about 2 years ago. We found that there was a real demand from corporate customers in South Africa. We were looking for transaction processing solutions and integrations. All the founders have a strong background in transaction processing solutions, and we thought that we could add some value to the market.
What do you think are the biggest challenges facing entrepreneurs in South Africa?
I think a big one is perhaps skills is a big one. You know, as a software development company, we need talented developers. And really, there's not a huge pool available. So it would be fantastic if we could encourage young people to study maths and science and to become software developers. You know, there's a brilliant career and it's paid really well.
So what are your plans on growing Electrum Payments?
Look, we deal with a lot of companies who have an eye on sub-Saharan Africa and in fact, Europe, Middle East and Africa in general. And typically, we think we're going to be pulled along with our clients who are growing their footprint. So we grow organically and we continue to bootstrap ourselves. It's been very successful so far and got a great track record and we get along very well with our clients. And I think that's going to be our strategy going forward.
So we have recently seen that Akubu, another one of Grindstone's businesses, has been sold to Garmin. What role do you see Grindstone playing in your business?
So Grindstone gives us quite a few different things. One is definitely they focus on our operations and they give us a lot of advice and input on how we can improve operationally. Certainly in terms of financing, there are some initiatives we'd like to pursue which maybe might require some additional capital. And we hope that Grindstone will give us access to cheaper and well-priced capital that we can use and leverage to drive our business forward. So, mainly kind of cleaning up our startup operations is one for sure, and really looking for leverage growth going forward.
Where do you find good inspiration for your business ideas?
Morgan, we find good inspiration all around. Certainly, a lot of our inspiration actually comes from our customers. We really do a lot of execution on behalf of our customers. They have some great ideas. We take what they need and we make sure we deliver it to them and on time and on budget and good quality. And really, our customers are quite inspiring. Other than that, there's a ton of interesting things happening in the transaction processing space, you know, with like sort of cryptocurrencies like Bitcoin and mobile banking and things like that. And you see quite a few novel things come out. My main inspiration comes in the intersection of these novel consumer-facing technologies and really some of the amazing things that are happening in cloud computing and distributed computing these days, like that big data stuff and distributed transaction processing and, you know, exciting database things that are happening as well.
And lastly, what is your number one tip for entrepreneurs?
Sure, my number one tip for entrepreneurs is definitely don't try and guess what your customers want. Ask them what they want and then do what they want. You'd be surprised how many people try and dream something up that actually nobody really needs.
That was Dave Glass, co-founder of Electrum.